Hey, J.B. Bernstein joins us. Million Dollar Arm is the movie. I saw it the other night. I really enjoyed it, and it's about this gentleman and his life and seeking pitchers in India. J.B., how are you?
Hey, J.B.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. It's a pleasure to have you on, and I must say, you know, I had heard about the story years ago, and seeing the movie just brought it to life for me. How did you like the movie?
I loved it. My business partners and I, we all loved it. I think, you know, it's one of these things that when you turn over your life rights and you don't really have a lot of say with a big studio and you just kind of have your fingers crossed. But Disney did such a good job and in so many ways stayed true to how it actually happened that we're really, really proud of how it turned out.
You know, it's funny. I said to Pat, you know, of course, it was shot in India partly, was it not?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I said, as soon as I saw you're in the car in the traffic, I said, for me, it would be about 8 seconds and I'm gone. That would be it. Did that actually happen?
The traffic there is unbearable. And I've lived in cities like Boston, L.A., New York. I mean, I've lived in cities where they're notorious for traffic. And it seems like a country Sunday drive compared to India. The people, they're not in the lanes. They're honking. They're on the wrong side of the road. There's trucks with three-wheelers and bikes and go-kart. I mean, it's rickshaw. I mean, you can't believe what a mess their roads are.
Boy, amazing. For folks who don't know the story, give us just a brief history of how it came about and how this this project came about.
Well, my business partners, and I should mention one of them's obviously involved with the Giants. He's a minority owner, Will Chang.
Yes.
And the head of his VC fund, Af Subedon, and I. You know, we were trying to think about how we could, as sports agents, you know, create a Yao Ming. And ultimately, that led us to India. And once you think India, well, you know, we said, hey, we should really look and see if we can convert a cricketer. And once you decide you want to go to India and convert a cricketer, really the only way to find talent among the masses is doing like an American Idol-style show. And so, you know, the idea quickly galvanized, and we went over there and found these two kids. And miraculously, they both were signed to the Pirates, and one of them's actually still playing.
Wow, that's crazy. Hey, JB, what in the process of taking this real-life story and putting it on the silver screen, was it more important for you to cast an athlete who you could pass as an actor or an actor that was believable as an athlete?
You know, that's probably a better question for Disney, but obviously they went with actors. Neither of the guys could throw very well. But luckily, we had an ace in the hole. The right-hander that got originally signed by the Pirates was released after 2 years. So he was actually available to work in India on the film, and he taught those kids how to pitch both badly, and then he also had to teach them how to pitch well. So it was really amazing that they both actors did such a great job of imitating. Because, you know, it's easy maybe if you don't pitch to just act through the mechanics and have doubles. But to do some of the bad mechanics that these kids had initially was really amazing. So they did a great job.
Boy, J.B. Bernstein with us. The real J.B. Bernstein.
Sure.
The movie Million Dollar Arm is a lot about him and his quest to find two pitchers in India. A couple of parts of the movie I liked. Of course, the scout, Ray Poitevint, I think is the name. And I know the name, and I'd have to Google him to see where I know him from. But Alan Arkin played him. Anytime Alan Arkin is in a movie, I'm going.
Fantastic, yeah.
But he really, I mean, it's funny, as one of the critics said, well, Alan Arkin slept his way through the movie. Was that really the way it was with Ray?
Well, Ray is one of the most successful MLB scouts. I mean, he's with the Brewers. He was with the White Sox. He was with the Red Sox. He's probably signed, you know, 700-800 players over 50-60 years. So, you know, but by the time we found him and he joined our ranks, you know, he was in his late 70s and there's a lot of jet lag and so he did sleep his way through. But that being said, to his credit, of all the guys he saw, Rinku with that crazy stance, that javelin stance, he said, make sure that guy's in the finals. And then out of all the 38,000 kids, that's the guy who ended up winning. So just goes to show you, if you're a good scout, maybe you don't have to stay awake too much.
No, that was great in the movie, Pat. I don't know if you haven't seen it yet, but he's, you know, Alan Arkin is terrific. You know, he's like dozing off, and all of a sudden the pitch is thrown, and he looks up and says, 83. You know, he knew exactly what it was. And it's really a very, very touching part of the film.
Well, JB, it's a fantastic cast, including one of my favorite guys in all of movie history, Chet from Weird Science, of course. I'm talking about the great Bill Paxton. And gee whiz, having John Hamm play you from Mad Men. And then I saw him in The Town opposite Ben Affleck. I mean, we got a guy across the bay, Billy Bean, who gets to brag that Brad Pitt played him in Moneyball. I guess you got to feel pretty good that John Hamm plays you.
Yeah, no doubt. That may be the only thing Billy Bean and I have in common, is that we had People's Sexiest Man Alive play us in a movie.
Yeah.
That may be the only thing. But yeah, you know, it's a big honor. John's a great actor.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did a great job in this movie. But you mentioned Bill Paxton. For anybody who knows Coach House, Tom House, the USC pitching coach and kind of this pitching guru for all the great pitchers, Randy Johnson, Nolan Ryan, Greg Maddux, and football players like Carson Palmer and Drew Brees. I mean, if you throw something, you go to this guy. And portrayal of Bill Paxton in this movie, of that guy, if you know him, is unbelievably dead on. And he spent less than a day with that guy. And so it's unbelievable how great an actor Bill Paxton is. So I can't rave enough about the actors in this film, but Bill got his guy down cold.
Cool.
All right, so J.B. Bernstein with us. J.B., so just to continue the story, we had Jerry Krasnick on earlier from ESPN, who wrote a very nice article about the film on ESPN this week. How does it end up with the young men, and do you still keep in touch with them?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're like family, so irrespective of their careers, which I take a big part in, obviously, I speak to them quite frequently just to find out what's going on. This past February, actually, Rinku and I went back to India, met up with Dinesh, and went to Rinku's brother's wedding. So, you know, they're very much part of my family. In terms of where they're at, Rinku's in the at the AA level. He's recovering from a bone chip surgery Dr. Andrews did on his pitching arm, and he should be back on the mound in the next 30 to 40 days. So he should get some time this year at AA. Dinesh, as I said, played two seasons in the Pirate organization and then was released. But the accomplishment that these guys made, and I'm so glad the movie highlights this, is to go from a position of never hearing of a sport to winning your first game, even though it's in the minor league, to winning a game in less than 13 months, it's got to be one of the greatest athletic accomplishments ever.
It's amazing, really. It's a great story. So does Will Chang ever smile?
You know what? That could not be a more incorrect portrayal of Will. Will is the nicest guy, and I know that Disney needed to create some drama or a reason why the timeline was accelerated. But Will is not just a great partner to the Giants. He's been a great partner to me, and he's not like that at all. So yeah, I definitely want to make a point to say that was one of the things that was a little Disney-fied. But other than that, it's pretty true to life, the movie.
Well, they did it to Art Howe in Moneyball,
sure,
believe me. So,
yeah.
And you know Art, so that's...
Yeah, exactly. So him and Art have something in common now, too.
Very good. Go ahead.
Well, JB, I've got your sequel planned for you if you haven't already concocted this. How about you do the inverse? You get some stud young kid that plays baseball as a pitcher here and take him over to India and get him to be a bowler in cricket.
Well, I'll have to
come
in on that now, huh?
Hey, come on. It's a no-brainer. By the way, what is the what do you expect? What kind of numbers do you expect from Indian audiences for Million Dollar Arm?
You know, I think it's going to do very well. I mean, the commitment from Disney in India is bigger than pretty much any American release that's been out there. You know, when you look even movies like Gravity and big, huge movies, we're on more screens and have more of a marketing budget in India than those movies did. And I think rightfully so. I mean, this is one of these stories that I think Indian people really spark to, about these kids who really didn't have a dream and ultimately have this amazing adventure and become so successful. They're able to help their families in a way that I think will really resonate over there. So, you know, I don't know how the Indian box office works, but I know that they're committed to it in a way that American films usually don't get a commitment.
Oh, great. Now, I know in life there are discouragements, and in this project you had to be discouraged at some point. Do you ever get to that point of saying, you know, this ain't going to work?
There were definitely moments, and I think that's what's great about the partnership I have with my two guys here, is that at any moment that I was thinking about throwing in the towel, they were there to give me the pep talk and vice versa. But the one moment that really sticks out was the first day of training. I took them to a baseball game. They'd never seen a baseball game. It was their first day on American soil. And it's the pregame warm-up, and Dinesh is pointing the shortstop saying, "What's this guy done wrong?" And I said, "Nothing. It's pregame. The game hasn't started." And he points to the first baseman. He goes, "This guy has a square. Second baseman gets a square. Third baseman gets a square." He goes, "The knight in shining armor gets a pentagon." He goes, "This guy gets a hill. Shortstop's got nothing. What's going on?" And I realized at that point I might be in trouble.
You might be over your head. Hey, what a thrill. I'm very happy that you took the time to be on with us. The movie Million Dollar Arm, it's an absolute joy to watch it. The story is terrific, and you lived it, and I congratulate you for it, really.
Yeah, congratulations, JB.
Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it, and go Giants.
All right, thank you. All right, that's JB Bernstein.
I'm going to go see it this week, Marty. Pat-